Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngubu. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at the economic outlook for 2025 from a youth perspective. But first, Americans are sharing reflections on the country's 39th President Jimmy Carter following his death Sunday at the age of 100. VOA Scott Stearns has some of their remembrances.
Outside the White House, where flags are flying at half-staff, Californian Cheryl Jones says Jimmy Carter was her favorite president.
He was just a good man, a decent man, an honest man, something we don't see very much of anymore.
Kit Burns, a resident of the Washington state city of Tacoma, best remembers Carter for his work building homes for people in need.
There's a number of Habitat for Humanity housing near where I live. And his dedication to helping other people, I think that's the primary purpose for all of us in our lives. And it's terrible. The state of the world is where we're not helping people. And he set such an example for so many years.
Carter showed the importance of caring about people, says Virginia Natosha Walker.
You're a public service. You're here to serve people. So that's the most important quality. And leading by example, you know, he had Bible study. He did Habitat for Humanity. Those are all good examples of how we should lead and how we should interact with our fellow Americans.
The New York Stock Exchange held a moment of silence for the former president before its opening bell Monday. New Jersey resident Dolores Spivak remembers Carter's work with Israelis and Palestinians.
I am so in awe of him. I'm in awe of his presidency because he was the one who fought for the environment, civil rights. But afterwards, his books that he wrote, especially on the Mideast, were tremendous. I get chills when I think about the Camp David agreement.
Carter's death is an opportunity to learn more about his life and presidency, says Connecticut resident Kim Potvin.
I think a lot of the policy that he was involved with that I wasn't aware of, and also just kind of the economics and history of that time. So I always think that we learn a lot from history because it translates a lot to present day.
In Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia, Sandra Walters remembers a friend who grew up across the street.
Thank you, Lord, for letting him live 100 years and do all the things that he wanted to do. And I think he accomplished so much that who could be sad over anybody who had done what that man had done from a little town in Plains, Georgia, raised on a peanut farm, and became the President of the United States.
Carter will be buried in Plains after a state funeral in Washington on January 9th. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
President-elect Donald Trump is choosing some of his strongest supporters to be members of his cabinet. However, his selection for the nation's top law enforcer may face some tough questions over ethics and lobbying. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Presutti introduces us to Pam Bondi.
Prior to being Attorney General of Florida, I was a career prosecutor for 18 years.
Pam Bondi is best known as the first female Attorney General of Florida, the home state of Mar-a-Lago, which is the home of President-elect Donald Trump. Here's what Bondi told VOA in 2012 when she was first elected.
All I want to be is Attorney General. That's it. That's what I'm focused on. I'm very determined. I'm driven. I'm a prosecutor.
Bondi spoke at the Republican National Convention in 2016 when Donald Trump was the party's presidential nominee 3 months before he won the presidency.
I know Donald, and I am proud to know Donald.
Our votes are being suppressed.
As staunch loyalist, Bondi supported the false notion that Trump won the 2020 election. She was also on Trump's legal team during his first impeachment trial.
Joe Biden was the point man for Ukraine.
Along with other Republicans, Bondi spoke in support of the president-elect at his hush money trial in New York when he was found guilty of 34 felony counts.
Hi, everyone. Great meeting. Looking forward to seeing Senator Graham.
In early December, Bondi visited Capitol Hill, lobbying legislators in advance of her Senate confirmation hearing for Attorney General.
I want to make sure that we restore the reputation of these agencies, these departments like the FBI and the Department of Justice and the intelligence community, that we restore their reputation as non-political institutions.
Analysts say her lack of independence from the White House is a valid matter of concern.
There will be times, I think it is an absolute certainty, given the degree to which Mr. Trump is trying to push the envelope on so many legal fronts, where fidelity to law and fidelity to Trump will be in tension. And that is going to be a crucible for Pam Bondi to deal with.
One of her conflicts is that in 2013, her office decided not to formally investigate fraud claims regarding Trump University.
But the Florida Ethics Commission found no violation on her part.
Somebody that has always been there, former Florida Attorney General. She could have anything she wanted, by the way.
Bondi is currently with Ballard Partners, a Washington, D.C. lobbying firm. Analysts say senators will also ask about her high-profile clients, who could be plaintiffs before her as Attorney General. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. As the curtain comes down on the year 2024, some young Zimbabweans say they have lost hope due to serious economic problems they have faced during the year, while others remain hopeful. Economic growth was depressed in 2024, with both the World Bank and the Zimbabwean government saying this was due to the El Nino-induced drought, which left over 7.7 million people in need of food aid. To discuss this, we are joined by an independent political analyst, Mr. Akuda Bejan. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bejan. We also have on the line Mr. Ishe Kwenda, an entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kwenda.
Thank you very much.
We also are hoping to be joined by Young Women for Economic Development Programs coordinator, Mr. Stabile Gandhi Ndlovu. We'll start with you, Mr. Bejana. How was the year 2024 for young people in Zimbabwe?
I'd say that, you know, young people continue to face what I call the war on young people. There is a war on young people by the ZANU-PF government in Zimbabwe. And this war stems firstly from the fact that, you know, we had elections in late 2023, in August 2023, and there were some disputations regarding the legitimacy of the results of those elections. So in Zimbabwe, what you have is a government that is facing a legitimacy crisis. The government of Zimbabwe lacks the consensus of the general population of Zimbabwe, because the elections that we had in August 2023 were deeply contested as to their validity. And you see that legitimacy stemming from the political contestation, it follows into the economy, because the economy belongs to those same voters who tried to change the government through, you know, the elections in 2023. So ZANU-PF continues to fail to manage the economy. We continue to be the number one most inflated country in the world. We have the highest number of the highest figures in inflation. I think we have the second highest from after Venezuela, actually. And we have high records of unemployment. So you cannot talk about the economy in any case when you are talking about people that have no income. So the young people in Zimbabwe, they don't have formal jobs. They don't have income. And thereby, if you don't have income, Mr. Ngube, if you're not making money, you cannot afford the basic necessities of life, such as food and housing and transportation, entertainment, and all these other issues. So I say that the people, the young people in Zimbabwe continue to suffer from the legitimacy crisis of the ZANU-PF regime that is showing itself in the type of economy that we have in Zimbabwe. We have an economy that has no growth whatsoever. I think I'm actually the first one to tell you this, that the Zimbabwean economy has been undergoing a severe depression for more than 10 years now. So the Zimbabwean economy is a depressed economy. There is no economic growth in Zimbabwe. There is high level of inflation in Zimbabwe. So tell me, where else in the world have you seen such a scenario? You know, usually people talk about stagflation, where you have no growth and you have inflation. But I think the Zimbabwean case is even more dire than that. This is an economic depression stemming 10, 20 years. So I wonder how we expect young people to breathe. And when they try to vote for change, that change is stifled. So that's my summary for this year.
Thank you, Mr. Bejana. Mr. Kwenda, what's your take on the year 2024? Looking at the economy in Zimbabwe for young people, how have young people been faring?
Well, thank you. What I would agree with the previous speaker, because in his case, the economy is concerned, it's a crisis, it's a serious problem. We are still less than people. Even as we are trying to make ends meet, we are trying entrepreneurship. It remains a serious problem, because think about inflation, think about the taxes that are unbearable, especially for us who do not have much income. And if you have to think about that, you can have you imagine a better 2025. If you have to think about the recent you can do the checks. So I think the year 2024 will be a tragedy to many young people, because we are talking about young people who do not have access to formal employment, who do not have access to accessing the need of production. So ours is a continuous problem that is not going to end anytime soon. Because if you have to look at the government initiatives, instead of them empowering the young people, the initiatives are basically disempowering the young people. As a result, we are a generation of a property of generation. We do not get anything to our name, and we are extremely poor in compared to other young people in other countries. because I think the Indian government is good at announcing intentions, but the implementation of such intentions are far from reality. So, in short, I can simply say that 2024 was not a good year for us, young people who are in entrepreneurship. And as it is saying, I don't know if maybe if you have to believe in miracles, maybe in 2020 and 2025, we may be doing something or we achieve something that are positive. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Akwenda. Vabejan, Saka kutitora pa tsananguzo yenyu yezvine yavakwenda tingati vechidiki hapana here zvavanogona kuita kuti vazviraramise kana kuti vazvisimudzire hapana here mukana wekuti tingati vechidiki vari kushandisa izvi seexcuse kuti vasazvisimudzirewo pane muupenyu wavo.
Thank you, Mr. Mure. You know, I will simply tell you this. What matters in the government of a country is the operating system. You know, more like, you know, the best way to look at this is that, you know, now with technology, with these devices that we have, each device has an operating system. So in Zimbabwe, we do have an operating system, and that operating system is Soviet command economic policies. We are trying to do exactly as the Soviets did. We are trying to do in Zimbabwe exactly as Joseph Stalin did in Russia and failed, and Mao did in China and failed and caused famine and death of people. The government is supposed to liberalize the economy, number one. The government is supposed to accept and to adopt free market policies. So what does this mean? It means that the government is supposed to only play the role of a referee and a regulator, a fair, reasonable regulator for the economy, and allow people to start businesses and create an environment where those businesses can thrive. So the main thing, the main problem is that we have a government in Zimbabwe that loves printing money. They believe in printing money. And if you keep on printing money without addressing the necessary economic fundamentals for the economy, you create inflation. That's why we have the highest figures of inflation. And I think in history, Zimbabwe has the record of the country that has experienced hyperinflation for the longest period of time. It's because our government just keeps on printing money, and it gets to a point where that money is now fake money. So I've always said that on all my social media postings that the Zimbabwean government is printing fake money now, because if you take the Zimbabwean dollar outside of Zimbabwe, it does not work. Nobody accepts it. Nobody wants to use it. So try to imagine how you can start and build a business as a young person. You have an idea, you want to build a business, you want to start a store, you want to start a manufacturing business or a fashion business or whatever you want to do. How do you do that with a fake currency that the government keeps changing every now and then? How do you do that with a banking system that has become so corrupted? I think our banking system, if it was a computer, it's a computer that is ridden with viruses. Our banking system has collapsed. Our currency has collapsed. And the government itself, it is taxing people to death. Try and go and read the latest budget by the current finance minister. They are taxing.
Vapejana, ndichadzoka kwamuri. Pane vamwe vapindawo vari parunare. Hello? Iye, ndingenele kuhlelo salvanani. Hello? Asi mwani asi zvanani. Vapejana, munogona kuenderana mberi. Vanga vapinda vari parunare, tinenge tisiri kunzwanana navo.
The government is taxing people too much, Mr. Nube. The government is just an organization created by the people themselves for the provision of public services that businesses do not have a profitable operating model to do. So our government doesn't understand that. Our government thinks of itself as a punishing father.
It wants to collect too much taxes. It wants to get involved. It wants to treat people as if, you know, they don't think, and the government itself is the super wise person. So we have inflation. We have a very toxic environment for business. That's why we are failing to attract investment in Zimbabwe. If you are a manager in New York and you manage a pension fund in New York and you are looking to get maybe a 5% return on your capital in New York or in Hong Kong or in Johannesburg or in London, you are never going to look at deploying capital in Zimbabwe because the economic environment is so toxic. So our government's continues to fail basic things like attracting investment, like creating a reasonable monetary policy, like creating predictable, fair, reasonable, thoughtful economic policies, like promoting wage growth in the economy and promoting, you know, the 11 sectors of the economy. They are not interested in doing that. So they have failed there, Mr. Ngube. That's why I'm saying that this is a war particularly on young people, because young people that are just getting out of university and are starting marriages and starting families, how can they operate in such an environment where no jobs can be created, where the economy is depressed? And all these things that I'm mentioning here, these are not some divine spiritual things. These are basic technical economic things that can be addressed by a government.
Thank you.
A legitimate government that cares for its people.
Thank you, Mr. Pejana. Unfortunately, we still can't get hold of Mr. Ndlovu, but fortunately, we have a political analyst and a member of ZANU-PF, Mr. Mavaza, on the line. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mavaza.
Welcome, Taboka, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Mr. Mavaza, tiri pakati pe mashikawotava pakati pe nyaya, tinava pejana nava kuenda parunare, tisitora nyaya yevechidiki, varikuti gore ra 2024, ranga risina kunakira vechidiki, ne kuda kwekuti zvanga zvisina kumira mushe, tisitarisa nyaya dzemabasa, tisitarisa nyaya dzekuti vange vachiwanawo mikana yakasiyana siyana mabhizimusi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Vari kuti nyaya hombe iri kubvira pahurumende kuti hurumende haisi kuita basa rayo, uyezve dambudziko iri rava nenguva yakareba richienderera vachiti izvi zviri kuitwa nekuti hurumende iri kurara pabasa, uyezve dambudziko rimwe ravataura nezvaro ndekuti maelection egore rapera vari kuti vanhu havana kugamuchira hurumende itswa, kana kuti hurumende yava munangagwa mushure memaelections a2023, zvinova izvozvo zvasiya pasi rugona kunge pachienderwa mberi kana kuiva nezvibvumirano nedzimwe nyika panyaya dzezveupfumi. Munozvionawo seizvi, Vavasa?
Chekutanga, vechidiki vanofanira kubvisa pfungwa dzekuda kutsvagirwa basa nehurumende, asi vatore pfungwa dzekutsvaga voga. Vatore pfungwa dzekubvisa kuda kuti basa rinoda kungoitwa uri muofisi, asi kuti unongoda kuita basa wakabata ivhu, wakapfugama mumadota, uri pasi pevhu mumamaini. Kune vechidiki vazhinji vaita mari nenyaya yemigodhi yekuchera zvicherwa zvakaita sana ndarama, goridhe, kopa, chrome, kwese uku zvakasiyana-siyana. Vechidiki vanofanira kuva very adventurous, nekuti ndo vachine ropa rake rekumhanya-mhanya. Ukangomirira kuti hurumende ita kuti uyai basa ravako, unongoramba wakamirira basa. Havasi vazhinji kana kubudirira kwemunhu yatingati tudu personal development haikonzerwe nemumwe munhu ari pedyo newe, asi inokonzerwa newe wega. Inofanira kubva kubva mukati. Gore ratakupinda ridai vechidiki vakasiya pfungwa yekufunga kuti hurumende ndiyo chavatsvagira mabasa. Ngavatsvage zvekuita zvakasiyana-siyana. Hurumende yakavapa bazi revechidiki ratingati Ministry of Youth, rinobvumidza kuti vechidiki vese vakwanise kubatsirwa mumabhizinisi, muzvikoro nezvakasiyana-siyana. Asi batiutaboka nevechidiki vese takasangana, vechidiki vechikadzi vakapiwa kana kuti mukana wakawandisa kupfuura vechirume. Tine girl child, hatina boy child movement. Tine Ministry of Health inobva yasanganisira and child welfare, but child welfare
what I just had a jail child, to the Ministry of Youth, to the Ministry of Women's Affairs. You know, never with a basa, rekuno geza chembere, nekudziisa zvakanaka, kuti vawane mari. Asi vakangogara vakamira nehurumende vakatsvaga basa, hakuna anotsvaga basa nehurumende. Saka hatisi chokwadi kuti pese patinenge tangotambura toshora hurumende, hazvibatsiri. Hurumende inogona kungene pano nepapo painotadza. Zvinopindura panyaya yesarudzo yakaitika gore rapera, egore rino raakupera izvi. Sarudzo yegore rino hainei nekubudirira kana kusabudirira kwevechidiki. Sarudzo yegore hamindikana kuti mageneral elections. Saka nyika dzakawanda dzatopinda muZimbabwe maelections apfuura. Tine nyika dzakawanda dzakatouya nemabumbiro atakanyererana nedzimwe nyika vemabhizinisi ari kupindawo vakawandisa. Saka isu hatisi kungomira takatarisa politics. Pane pekuti dzimweni dzenguva matongerwo enyika achifamba nepawo, isu vana vechidiki tarisai kuti muhomwe mangu makagadzirwa mune mari here, ndiri kuiwana sei. Kana vatadza kuiwana, tsvaga mazano, enda kune vazhinji vanokubatsirai kuti zvifambire mberi. Mukangomira kuti ino pachasvika zuva ratichanziuyai pano mese tipwe mabasa, aiwa nguva iyo yakapfuura. Kana mabasa kare idzo nyika dzakabudirira, basa unizari kutsvaga, basa hari kutsvake. Mabasa ari kunetsa nekuti tiri kutsvaga mabasa mamwe chete. Vana vechidiki vazhinji tikadzidza chinhu chimwe chete chekuti kubudirira hakuitwi kana uchinge uri pabasa pauri kubhadharwa. Unogona kuendawo pabasa iwewe paunotova mubhadhari wevamwe, uchibhadhara vamwe, paunotengesa muriwo, paunonotsvaga zvicherwa, paunonopfuya mbudzi, paunonopfuya mombe, paunoenda kunorima. Tikada kutaiwa isu tiri vana vadiki hatidi zvekurima, toisa maoko muhomwe, toda kuti tipiwe mari, takapfeka tai, takasunga huro. Aiwa, hazvishande saizvozvi. Saka hatisi chokwadi kungopombera hurumende pese pese. Tinofa tichingopombera hurumende. Ngatizvitarise isusu tega, titange tazvigadzirisa, tozoti tambozama zvaramba, tozotsvaga zvekupomera. Kwete kumhanya kupomera hurumende pasina chapaita isipachizve.
Tinotenda vamavaza nekupindawo muchirongwa uyezve nepfungwa dzenyu, asi nguva dzedu ndodzatimhanyei. Tichaenderera mberi zvakare tichitarisa nyaya yevechidiki uyezve tichitarisa kuti mugore ra2025 ratava kupinda vechidiki vangatarisira chii. Tichaenderera mberi sondo rinouya tichitarisa nyaya iyi, sezvo nhasi nguva yedu yatimhanyei. Sesiqhubekela pambili sikhangela ke ukuthi umnyaka ka-2025 abatsha bengawubona njani, njalo sikhangela ezinye iindaba esingenelisanga ukuthi sizithi fahlafahla namhlanje njengoba isikhathi sisitshile, njalo singenelisanga ukuthi sibambe abanye akade sile themba lokuthi bazangena ke kuhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje. Okwakhathesi sibonge abanelisa ukuthi bangene kuhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje, tishipa kutshenda kuna Mabaza vabhejana uyezve navakwenda vapinda muchirongwa chedo nasi. Kwa nasi tokumira pano, that brings us to the end of our show. Tisikutendai sisiti live lomnyaga omucha omuhle. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabakango.